Good morning, 8:37 here on the Mighty 690. As we go throughout a Thursday edition of the program, lots of guests continuing here, and we are joined, as we are every Thursday at 8:40, by Denise York from Coffeeville's Radio Awakening. Good morning, Denise. How are you doing?
Pretty good. Good morning, James.
Hey, good to have you on here. So
great to be here this morning.
This is a big week.
It is a big week.
With Fair and Rodeo Week. My goodness. I mean, it is so fun to see Walter Johnson Park come alive with just a whole city and of its own, with all the lights and the, you know, rodeo and the carnival set up. I mean, it's quite a sight.
Yeah. So, you know, I went by the other day and saw there's not even a trailer spot where you can go park out there right now.
I know. So it is busy. I mean, they've got just a sea of horse trailers there last night and tonight, and that'll be transformed into a little like a junkyard, maybe, with all the the demo derby cars. It'll be
exactly
all those sitting up there and all the pits and stuff. I mean, it's going to be fantastic for that too. So I mean, it's going to just be so great.
Yep, lots going on, you know, with Summer Celebration and then, you know, the Fair and Rodeo Week out there. So it gets used quite a bit.
Yeah. Oh, I can't wait. So.
And then, you know, with school in full swing too this week, that's kind of maybe put a damper on a few people going out there, having to go to bed at 8 at night, you know.
Yeah, that is a little bit tough. But hey, even we've seen some of the kids, you know, they go for a half hour, hour or so maybe of the rodeo, and then can head home. You get a little taste of it that way at least.
Yep.
And I know we will be giving away some tickets, as we have all week for the rodeo. We'll have some more tickets here to be given away. Actually, we since it's a Thursday, we're going to start with demo derby tickets. So we will have some of those to give away. And then we'll also, I'm sure, we usually have some at the remote too. So for those last minute folks who are planning to buy at the gate, well, we can take care of you that way. So we will have some more of those upcoming.
Good deal. Have to listen.
Yeah. So I know, like you mentioned, we do have school back in full swing, and we have some of the bike share available, right?
Right. That's, you know, a good reminder. You know, Donna Chambers last week, they did the move in at the dormitory. I think some of you guys went over there and helped with that on Friday. So I just wanted to call out about our bike share program that we have in Coffeeville, that, you know, we've got a station there at CCC and another station downtown on the plaza, 10 bikes in all. So, you know, things are going to start cooling down here and going into the fall. It'd be a great time, you know, to go rent a bike, or, you know, the kids on campus want to go just kind of check out the downtown area or something. It'd be a good thing to do.
So. Oh, for sure. No, that is going to be great. And we actually had some, so I'll mention more on open line, but coming through here with some friends from Arkansas, and they were pretty impressed that we had the bike share available right here in Coffeeville, because that is something that's more of a big city thing, really.
You know, it is, and you would hate to see it go away. So, you know, support it. And that's the only way we can keep it here, is if you get out and ride. So, you know, Saturday morning, grab some kids and go downtown and rent some bikes.
And there are some of those, even, I know at the move-in, they had a little code available. You get a little taste of it. You can try it out.
So. Yep, free for, you know, I think an hour or something like that. But it's really, and I don't remember, I should have looked it up before I came, how much it is. You know, I mean, and it's extremely easy to do. You know, check in at the chamber. They've got information on it. And just grab a bike and take a ride. I've rode one. Me and Sam went out on them one day, and they're pretty comfortable. And I think anybody could ride one. So.
Oh yeah, and they do keep up on the maintenance and that sort of thing on them. So it is that's a really nice perk.
They do, and with all the walking and biking trails that we're putting in, I mean, I do want to grab one and maybe go around and see how far I can make it around the town, and just how many miles of trails do we have now.
Oh, yeah. No, that is absolutely great. So, anyway, get out there and enjoy that. Enjoy the fair and rodeo. And then we got just a few updates on the Midland. A
few updates. Movie night is next Saturday, August 26th, starts around 8 p.m., That's the National Treasure. It's what we're showing. You know, we'll have drinks and popcorn and candy for sale. And, well, popcorn's usually free, so we'll see how it goes this year. And at 7 o'clock there at the Midland, right before the movie, the Chamber Ambassadors, they're putting on a scavenger hunt. And that should be a lot of fun, but it's for 12 and under, and they need to be accomplished by an adult. So come down and check that out.
Okay, yeah, so that is a great reminder on that. And yeah, National Treasure, always a good one. And then and also, like you said, the popcorn available, like Isham's has the popcorn,
right? Yes, between you know, Liebert's and Isham's, they make sure we have popcorn to give away for free. You know, so I mean, it's a free night, so come down and enjoy it. And there's other activities going on besides the movie. We do have the next couple movies coming up will be Shrek and then Harry Potter later on. So
okay,
look now that forward is for those coming up.
Some good kind of family movies on the way too on that.
Yep.
And then as far as some big news that has come out here for a little while ago, but it's still pretty recent on the awnings downtown.
Awnings downtown, and if you're nostalgic or anything and you want to get a picture of the awnings up, you might want to get down there today because I know when I came by Taylor Crane and Rigging, they're down there working on the Brown Building, so these things are coming down. It shouldn't be, you know, take much to get in there, so it's going to change the landscape quite a bit, and we're going to be able to see the fronts of these buildings that we haven't seen for 50 years now.
So. Well, that will be interesting to be able to check that out and, you know, uncovering a little bit. You know, many places, municipalities, you know, maybe they put up facades on some of these buildings. It's kind of a trend to take some of those down. And again, I know with losing some of that shade and that sort of thing, there are some grants still available to be able to put an awning up,
right,
for a business.
Or a facade. It's going to be interesting to see what each building owner does with that, you know, with that front. But with the city grants available through that half-cent sales tax, you know, there's money available to help do that. So, you know, you need to take advantage of that. So, and then the other thing, the businesses along 9th Street, I know most of them have back doors to go in. So, you know, come down and you know, just watch and see what's going on and participate with the vendors, the Hershes, Gigi's. You know, they've all got back doors, so don't let the tiles coming off the top of the awning stop you.
Sure, sure. No, that is a great reminder on that. Yep. So they still be able to get in on those buildings. So anything else that you'd like to share, Denise, as we go throughout a busy week? Got a lot of visitors in town, all that sort of thing.
A lot of visitors. I really don't have a whole lot today, so just enjoy the week.
Absolutely. Well, that is a great reminder here, and always some good stuff going on in Coffeeville. We appreciate all the work Coffeeville's Reawakening is doing to work on all the different projects, yep, many facets. So
yeah, well, Christmas on the Plaza, we did just have a meeting last week to get you know, some ideas of what we're going to be doing down there and to involve more people and let them, you know, plan their own activities, and then we'll help promote it. So if you do have something you want to do at Christmas time, not just downtown but across Coffeeville, let us know. We're more than willing to jump in and partner with everyone.
Okay, well, something to be thinking about. Always good to plan ahead, as it's not going to be too long. We always know the time does fly. And it was fun to see the little marquee, some of the marquee lights on yesterday because of the parade.
Yep, we did turn them on for the parade, and I left them on till about 9 o'clock last night.
Little
blue
great
lights are on up there. I'm thinking maybe we need to have a little contest on how many light bulbs we did install up there.
Ooh, so like the jelly bean thing.
Yeah.
I think that would be great.
Yep.
That sounds like a plan. Well, Denise, thank you so much for coming by as always. Appreciate you being here and look forward to talking again here next week.
Thank you, James. Have a good week.
All right, you too. That is Denise York from Coffeeville's Reawakening. And coming up, we are going to be having an open line. We'll be getting to that in just a couple of minutes, so keep it here on the Mighty 690 KGGF.